cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be at the mall with that flirty mannequin that just won't stop hitting that tennis ball. She's holding that tennis racket and staring at you while she's in her athletic gear. Pay attention to the game, lady. Stop looking at me. The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week, we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled, I Accidentally Helped You Rob a House. Man for Woman, 39. It says, I was walking by your house the other day, or so I thought. You were in the driveway holding two big bags of groceries, and you asked if I could help out. I probably wouldn't have said yes, but you were hot in a mom type of way.
Ooh, hot mom.
Sporting dark shoulder-cut hair and filling out every nook and cranny of your sensible sweater.
Hello, sensible sweater.
You then asked me if I could open the door for you because your hands were full. I agreed, but unfortunately it was locked. Suddenly, you barked at me that we should go around back, saying you couldn't hold the groceries forever. 30 seconds later, I was in. I opened the front door for you, and that's when you uttered the words that changed my life forever. You said, quote, you want to help me case this bitch or what?
Whoa. Huh. Unexpected.
Wow.
But apparently he liked it.
And that's when I realized it wasn't your house at all. Before I knew it, you were emptying out drawers and stuffing cutlery down your pants. I was shocked and yelled, what are you doing? And you told me to shut up and that it was your sister's house and she had it coming.
Oh, okay.
I yelled back, I don't even know you. And that's when you asked if I wanted a free TV.
Oh, well.
Very generous.
Sure.
Share
yeah.
Stolen goods.
Exactly. My sister would want it this way.
After that, I left the house in tears as you peeled out of the driveway.
No.
I still remember the last thing you said. You rolled down the window of your Honda Odyssey and yelled, this never happened. But I can't help but think if we met under different circumstances and I wasn't helping you steal from your sister, maybe it would have worked out. From Paul. Just
all
maybe.
All I want to know is if he got the free TV.
Yeah, he never said if he took the TV or not. This next misconnection is titled, You Unstuck Me and I Thank You. Man for Man 33. Says, I met you last week at one of the most vulnerable moments of my entire life. You were the emergency plumber I called when I got my ponytail stuck in the garbage disposal.
Oh my God. Ouch. That is scary. That is like a horrible nightmare.
Yeah.
The moment you walked in, I could tell you were a kind soul because you only took one selfie. I appreciate the restraint.
Why didn't he just cut the ponytail off?
We gotta take a selfie first. Oh, the other guy, I don't know.
Yeah.
You asked me, how the hell did this happen? And I replied coyly saying, do you really want to know? You then gave me three options, yank, grind, or cut. Mm-hmm. I made a joke saying, how about all three at the same time?
Oh my gosh.
Hello.
Obviously, I was nervous because as you worked on me, I couldn't stop making plumber jokes about laying pipe.
I bet they get those all the
time. They've heard every single one.
After some fancy finger work, you set me and my flowing locks free, and I told you how grateful I was.
Yay.
And I said I could kiss you, and you told me you get paid by the hour.
Oh, ouch. What a rejection.
Yeah. Or an offer. I'm not sure which.
After you refused my advances, you left me with a broken heart and an invoice that was probably higher than it should have been. But you know what? You're worth it.
Yeah.
And I have your number for when the next clog comes up.
Oh, great.
And then the parenthesis says, oops, tomorrow.
Of course.
And it's from somebody named Skipper. This next misconnection is titled, I saw you crying outside the 7-Eleven, Woman for Man 28.
Oh.
I walked into the 7-Eleven earlier today to get myself some Four Loko and a handful of 5-Hour Energies.
Whoa. Somebody's ready for a good day.
It's a good breakfast.
Day. Yeah.
On my way back to the car, I noticed you sitting on the sidewalk, head in your hands. You had greasy brown hair, a torn maroon hoodie, and looked like you hadn't slept for days.
Wow.
I wasn't sure if you were sad or just homeless, and I asked, are you okay? And you whimpered, no. I asked if you needed gas money or a microwave burrito.
That's usually fix everything.
Burritos,
I agree.
Really do.
Yeah. You said no.
Oh.
Eventually, you told me what your deal was. You were visibly upset because the Trolls DVD that you got from Redbox had a scratch in it, and you never got to see the ending.
Oh my god, and it's such a good ending.
Is it?
Yes.
I consoled you with a gentle hug as we talked about it for the next few minutes. Your sadness quickly turned to anger when I told you how the movie ended.
What?
Sorry, I had seen it a few weeks before.
Spoiler alert.
Dang.
Then you stormed off, and I felt terrible for ruining it for you. I tried to find you, but to my surprise, I ended up in the men's restroom hooking up with a different guy.
Whoa.
I didn't expect that one.
Didn't see that coming.
It was weird, but I want you to know that I thought of you the whole time.
Oh,
that's nice.
Thanks.
And that's from Taryn.
True love?
I think so.